Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. The career of American cornetist Bruce Dickey has been a pioneering one, to say the least. This week on Harmonia, we'll listen to some of his more recent recordings, as well as hear him talk about the cornetto, his ensemble Concerto Palatino, and how he started playing this unusual instrument. We'll also listen to an upcoming release by Musica Pacifica. virtuosic music of Giuseppe Tartini, the final movement of his Concerto in A Major for violin, strings, and continuo. The Bay Area ensemble Musica Pacifica performed with Elizabeth Blumenstock as violin soloist. Tartini and other composers are featured in an upcoming release titled Fire Beneath My Fingers, one of a number of recordings from the newly revitalized Dorian Sonoluminous label. When one thinks of a repertoire of music, the mind immediately makes any number of associations, composers, places, ensembles, etc. This is also the case when a particular musical instrument is brought up. If I were to ask you what comes to mind if I mention the cornetto, Monteverdi, Venice, and Concerto Palatino would undoubtedly fire up the imagination. Yet to that list, a performer would also come to mind, the American cornetist Bruce Dickey, a pioneer of the instrument and its repertoire. Bruce was recently in our studios to tell us how he got started.
I really started playing the cornetto here at Indiana University in Bloomington. I was a trumpet student and looking toward a musicology degree, and I began playing early music with an ensemble here, and someone pointed to a cornetto that was in the cupboard with all the other instruments and said, "You know, that should be your instrument." And I hesitated. Being a trumpet player, I didn't want to interfere with my technique, my embouchure. But I had it in mind when I, the next year, set off for Europe to study recorder. I took a cornetto with me, and it was really there, after an accident in which I broke my wrist and was unable to play the recorder for 3 months, that I discovered that the curve of the cornetto was just right, so that I could play the cornetto with the cast on my arm. When the cast came off, suddenly I found the instrument much, much easier to play. And from then on, I was a convinced cornetto player.
Thank you. star alla ben così, e dimmi anima mia, dolce signora mia, la non sta bene così, la non sta bene così. Star alla ben così, ahimè, privarmi a tocco, se son sepolto e morto, la non sta bene così, la non sta bene così. La non sta bene così, la non sta bene così. Star alla me così, senza provare amore, il cuor soffrendo ignore, la non sta bene così, la non sta bene così.
Italian music of the early 16th century with Accordone, featuring tenor Marco Beasley. Before that, we heard Ensemble Sonnerie perform Giovanni Battista Fontana's Sonata Prima. Both groups featured cornetist Bruce Dickey. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're featuring the cornetto and one of its modern champions, Bruce Dickey. In 1991, Bruce Dickey made one of the first CDs to feature the cornetto through the entire recording. He titled it Quel Lascivissimo Cornetto. With a name like that, a story must definitely follow.
The title is a quote from Benvenuto Cellini, who claims to have been a fantastic cornetto player. We don't know if we should believe that. But he says that he hated to play the cornetto, and his father was always pleading with him, please take that lascivissimo cornetto and play me a tune. So I took that name for the record just to point up the extreme expressive qualities of the cornetto, which was always thought to be the instrument that best imitated the human voice in its expressive power, dynamics, and so forth.
Here's music of Girolamo Frescobaldi. His canzona Detta la Bernardina will be followed by Fontana's Sonata Seconda. Both are performed by Bruce Dickey and Tragicommedia.
Thank you.
Music for solo cornetto. The Sonata Seconda of Fontana was preceded by the Canzona detta la Bernardina of Girolamo Frescobaldi. American cornetist Bruce Dickey was accompanied by Tragicommedia. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. On Harmonia this week, we're exploring the music of the cornetto with Bruce Dickey. Of the many ensembles that Bruce Dickey has performed with, it's Concerto Palatino that is most special to him, given that he was one of its founders. He explains a bit of the group's origins.
We formed the group in, I believe, 1987, although at that time it was not so much focused on a core of cornets and sackbuts. It was just Charles Toot, was a sackbut player from The Hague, and myself. And I believe the first concert we did was with a tenor, and John Elwes, and Avila da Gamba, violin, and continuo. But as we began to find more cornetto and sackbut players, we began to form a core of two cornetti and three sackbuts, which usually form the basis of the group, though we then expand to include singers and string players as well. But it's been more than 20 years now.
Thank you.
Two canzonas of Giovanni Gabrieli were performed by Concerto Palatino, directed by Bruce Dickey. Welcome back to Harmonia. Cornetist Bruce Dickey is the focus of this week's program. Since 1981, Bruce Dickey has lived in Bologna, Italy, a town he describes as having the best pasta in the world, as well as being home to the original Concerto Palatino, then called the Concerto Palatino della Signoria di Bologna.
So it was the palace consort of the nobles of Bologna. And so I just took that name because the Concerto Palatino in Bologna was really one of the most famous of these groups that played all over Italy and Germany as well and other countries. But they played for over 200 years every day in the main square of the city and in the San Petronio, and were a fixture of musical life there.
Sie,
a performance of O Jesu, Süß, Verdein Gedenkt by ensembles Cantus Köln and Concerto Palatino, a piece composed by Heinrich Schütz. Our new release this week is, in fact, a sneak preview. In early 2008, the Dorian Sono Luminous label will release a new recording by Musica Pacifica of Italian Baroque sonatas and concertos. We'll hear pieces by Sammartini and Vivaldi. The inimitable Michael McCraw was the bassoon soloist in the final two movements of Vivaldi's Concerto in B-flat major. Before that, we heard Judith Linzenberg as soloist in a movement of Sammartini's Virtuoso Recorder Concerto in F major. Both performances are part of an upcoming release by Musica Pacifica entitled Fire Beneath My Fingers. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.